From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.
Representatives from the Consulate of Guatemala are in Little Rock this weekend. KUAR's Chris Hickey met with some of them to learn about what the Central American nation is doing for the local Guatemalan community.
Setting up shop for 3 days at Little Rock's Southwest Community Center, the Guatemalan consulate is providing its citizens with passports and consular IDs. Although this is the first time the city of Little Rock has partnered with a Central American country, Leonardo Ramos, vice consul from the Houston, Texas-based office, says they've been making regular visits to Arkansas for the past 10 years. In addition to providing identification, he says the consulate also serves to educate its citizens.
They have rights, they have obligations, and they have to be respect with the law, with everything.
Ramos says his consulate, one of 13 around the U.S., also regularly travels to areas in Texas, Louisiana, and Kansas. For the past 8 years, Stephanie Fox of the Association of Women of Arkansas has been organizing the local visits and spreading the word.
At this event, we'll have people that come from Oklahoma, that come from Northwest Arkansas, that come from surrounding states to come and get assistance.
Fox's organization also works with the El Salvadoran consulate and is trying to attract representatives from other Latin American countries as well. According to the most recent U.S. Census data, a little more than 4,500 Guatemalans live in Arkansas. Among them is 31-year-old Eligio Morales, who, with his wife, made the trip down from Bentonville to apply for an ID. He says obtaining an ID will be especially helpful for encounters with law enforcement officers.
We don't know how to show the police we are who we say we are, so that's really important, that way they know really who. When we show ID, they're more happy about it.
Representatives say the three-day mobile Guatemalan consulate is expected to serve about 1,500 people. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.